Okay. Good morning.
早，大家早。
This is Christmas season. In 2 weeks, we celebrate Christmas.
再过两礼拜，我们就庆祝圣诞节了。
I don't know if you're looking forward to that.
小宁是不是很有期盼呢？
As a kid, I really look forward to that because I got a lot of celebration and also gifts.
Yeah, 当我是小的时候，我是非常的希望能过圣诞节，因为有很多好玩的、好吃的，还有很多礼物哦。
Well, I don't know what plan you have, but hope you're gonna have a Merry Christmas.
不晓得您的计划是什么，但是我就是祝您有一个愉快的圣诞节。
Let me try that this works. Okay. Okay, this is today's topic. The true Christmas gift, the Word became flesh.
今天的信息就是真正的圣诞礼物，就是道成了肉身。
The passage I use is John chapter 1:14.
经文是约翰福音一章十四节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Are you a compromiser?
说您是一个很容易妥协的人吗？
Many of us in real life do compromise a little bit.
因为我们人生就是许多人就是免不了要妥协的。
When my wife and I decide to where to go out for dinner,
当我跟我的妻子准备要出去吃饭的时候
，she always asks me where I want to go.
她每次问我说：“哎，你想去哪里啊？”
She asked me this question not because she wanted me to make a decision.
他问我，并不是因为他想要让我来做主。
She just want my opinion on suggestions.
他只是说你给我点建议吧。
90% of time, as soon as I suggest in the restaurant, she would just veto it.
有90%以上，我一旦提出意见的时候，他就会马上否决掉。
We ended up going to a restaurant she chose.And then I ended up compromising my decision.
所以每次都是到最后就是到他要想到的餐馆，然后我每次就好来就妥协吧。
This type of compromise is a very little thing.
像这样的妥协，我们生命中常常、生活中常常会有的，不算什么。
What about making decisions, such as buying a new car, buying a home, or even choosing where to go on vacation?
那如果大点的决定，好比说买车、买房，甚至到什么叫旅行
？Do you compromise？
您会妥协吗？会。
Do you compromise your position when it comes to morality and faith？
但是当您要面对道德以及信仰的时候，你会妥协吗
？I heard no. Why do some Christians compromise on morality and biblical truth?
为什么有些基督徒在道德或者圣经真理上会妥协呢？
To avoid conflicts, to find a mate, to protect a career, or to save a marriage.
为了避免冲突，为了寻找伴侣，为了保护职业生涯，或者为了挽救婚姻呢？
Are these decisions intellectually induced?Or emotionally biased.
所以这些都是决定是理智的诱导还是情绪上的偏差呢？
I'm talking about compromises.
我现在讲的是种妥协的这个。
Many years ago, I had a professor in seminary. He taught me some courses.
很多年以前，当我在神学院读书的时候，我选了这个教授的课。
He was a good teacher.
他是一个很不错的老师。
A few years ago, I heard that he was converted to become a Catholic.
但是几年以前，我听说他居然变成了一个天主教徒。
Later, I found out that the reason he became a Catholic not because of his wife, was a lifelong Catholic.
那事后我发现，原来他变成天主教的是因为他的妻子是一个很虔诚的长久的一个天主教徒。
He wanted to go to church together with her.
因为他很想跟他妻子一起到教会去崇拜。
That is a Bible verse rarely used by preacher to preach on Sunday.
有一段圣经。就是牧师也好，传道人也好，很少在礼拜天拿来讲道的。
It's Galatians 1:10.
就是加拉太书一章第十节。
For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God, or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ.
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
This is a great challenge to pastor, minister, and all other servants of Christ.
对很多牧师也好，传道人也好，或者神的仆人来说，都是一个很大的挑战。
Though today my sermon topic is not taken from this verse.
那我今天呢用的讲到的经文不是这一段。
I would use it as a question for today's sermon.
但是我会用这句话来引出一个问题来。
Should a preacher compromise the word of God because he's afraid of man or trying to please man?
所以一个传道人，他是因为为了恐惧或者想要讨好人，而还是要讨好神呢？
What is considered a compromise for a preacher?
对牧师、传道人来说，什么可以叫做是一种妥协呢
？Is it making a sermon more receptive to the audience by leaving out some difficult biblical truth？
是不为了讨喜悦这些听众的喜悦，而把一些比较困难的经句把它剥离掉呢
？Or by adding additional meanings to the text to water down the hard sayings of the Bible？
或者在圣经经上多加一些事情，让这个经句听起来不是那么难接受。
Today's sermon is about the ultimate true Christmas gift.
今天的信息主要是说真正的圣诞节的礼物。
Nowadays, due to societal pressure, many people, including Christians, sometimes compromise by greeting fellow workers Happy holidays rather than Merry Christmas.
今天因为社会上一些压力，甚至许多基督徒在圣诞节跟人家打招呼的时候，都说只是说节日快乐，而不是说圣诞快乐。
Some merchandise stores sell Christmas trees as holiday trees.
所以有些商人在卖圣诞树的时候，他把它讲成说我在卖节日树，不是圣诞树，是节日树。
Will you buy Christmas tree?Where is the label holiday trees?
所以当他给你标明标示说这是节日树的时候，你还会去买这个树吗？因为你想要的是一个圣诞树。
The title of today's sermon is the true Christmas gift. The Word became flesh.
今天的信息主要说真正的圣诞节礼物就是道成的肉身。
We are going to look at three important aspects of the true Christmas gift.
我们要从三方面来看什么叫做真正的圣诞节礼物。
Number one is the source.
第一个是它的来源、起源。
Number two is the method.
第二是它的方法、它的管道。
How the gift was delivered.
这个礼物是怎么样能够送到您手中的。
Third, the gift itself.
第三个是这个礼物自己的本身。
That is the benefit to those who have received the true Christmas gift.
对，这就是那些真接受到真正的圣诞礼物所能享受的一些福利。
Some people look forward to Christmas seasons because of extravagant meals, parties, and Christmas presents.
很多人喜欢圣诞过圣诞节，是因为有许多丰富的食物啦，有一些让人很兴奋、很振奋的这个party 啦，等等等等。
Are you looking forward to?The upcoming Christmas season because of these things?
那您很盼望过圣诞节，是不是也是因为这些原因呢
？In America, there's a saying during Christmas. It says, Jesus is the reason for the season.
那美国人有一句说法，就是说，耶稣是圣诞节的过圣诞节的理由。
What does it mean by Jesus is the reason for the season?
那这到底是怎么意思呢？怎么回事呢？
Let's take a look at the origin of the true Christmas gift.
那我们来看一下它的起源源头。
In John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God."
然后约翰福音一章第一节讲说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
The Word is identified as identical to God Himself in the beginning.
所以这个所谓的道与神是画上等号，在起初就存在的。
Jehovah's Witnesses believe the Word was a God, small g.
然后耶和华见证认为这里的道是一种小写的神，是一个不是一个创造的神，而是一个被造物。
Hey, it's a created being.
一个被造之物。
In fact, Jehovah's Witnesses believe Jesus is Michael the Archangel.
事实上，耶和华见证人他们认为耶稣基督是大天使长米迦勒。
They use a Bible version called the New World Translation.
他们用的一个版本叫做一种圣经新译本的版本。
None of the Jehovah's Witness original Bible translator was Greek scholar.
那这个版本的耶和华见证人这个版本的圣经。的翻译者没有一个是希腊文的专家。
They let their own preconceived theology dictate what and how they translated the Bible.
他们在翻这本圣经的时候，完全是受了他们自己已有的、固有的一些思维跟信仰来翻的。
The correct translation of John 1:1 is the Word was God.
然后正确的翻法就是神就是，道就是神。
This essence of the word is identical to God.
所以这句话叫做道的本身就是与神是相等的，画等号的。
Verse 2 reiterates the message again. He was in the beginning, was with God.
然后他又再一次的重复，就是道就是神，即道的本质与神相同的。
He, the Word, is the second person of the Triune God.
这里的这个道是三位一体神中的第二个位格。
That means the divine nature of the Word is the same or identical to the one true God, one true God.
也就是说，这个圣子，这个第二个神性的位格中的正子，就是与这个父神的是同样的。
In verse 3, it says, "All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that He has."Come into being.
第三节讲的道是万物的创造者。
This verse 3, the Word was the creator of all things, including the universe.
这表示说这个道，这个就是宇宙的创造者，万物的创造者，他是个造物主。
In addition, in Colossians 1:15-15, confirms that Jesus created all things, visible and invisible.
然后在哥罗西书一章十五到十节也再度的证明，耶稣是万物的创造者，能见的、不能见的。
On earth and in the heavens.
在天上的、在地下的，他是一切万物的创始者、创造者。
Let's look at Genesis 1.
在创世纪第一章。
The word God in Hebrew, Elohim, is plural.
这里用的神在希伯来语是这个字叫做 Elohim， 它是一个复数。
Many verses in Genesis 1 state that God was creating things while He was speaking.
然后在创世纪讲到很多神在创造的时候，他是用说的方式。
Specifically in verse 3, then God said, "And let there be light, and there was light."
特别是第三节。他说要有光就有光。
In verse 26, then God said, "Let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness."
然后在二十六节又说，让我们来照我们的形象来造人。
Obviously, when God said, let us, it is God plural, the word is speaking in creation.
所以当神说让我们的时候，很显然的，这里是一个复数。
So the creator of the universe, God spoke words and created all things. This is the original source of the true Christmas gift.
所以说宇宙万物的创造是经由神的话来说出来创造的，这就是真正的圣诞节礼物的原始的来源。
How did God give the true Christmas gift? By what means did God deliver the true Christmas gift to us?
我们现在看神是如何来以何种方式、何种管道把这个真正的圣诞礼物送给了我们。
Let's look at verse 14. And the words came to, the words became flesh and dwelt among us.
然后神道成肉身，然后住在我们中间。
That is no doubt that due to God's love for mankind, He gave us the true Christmas gift, His only begotten Son, the Word who became flesh, to save those who believe in His name so that they shall not perish, but have eternal lives.
所以这里毫无疑问的，因为神的大爱，所以他让道这个道道成的肉身住在我们，让我们这些愿意信他的人能够认罪悔改而得到了永生，在他里面有永远的生命。
God is love. He gave us the gift of eternal life through His only Son, Jesus Christ.
神是爱，所以透过他的独一的爱子，将永生赐给了我们。
By dying on the cross and rose again on the third day, Jesus had demonstrated His divine nature.
所以当他死在十字架，三天以后又复活了以后，就证明了他的神性。
This is foolishness to the world.
但是这对世人看来，这是一个愚拙的，是一个很有点愚蠢的事情。
In 1 Corinthians, chapter 1:22-23.
在哥林多前书
chapter 1:22-23
是这样说的。
For indeed Jews ask for signs and Greeks search for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block, and to Gentiles foolishness.
犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧。我们却是传钉十字架的耶稣，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
Why did God come down, born as a human being, and ultimately suffer through the brutal death of crucifixion?
神为什么要降世为人，然后甚至要受过这么残酷的十字架的酷刑，只是为了要拯救我们呢？
Is this foolishness to non-believer?
对于没有信主人，这是不是显得很愚蠢呢？
Some of them would challenge you and say to you.
有些人也许就要挑战你了，就跟你说。
I think I feel better when I take this off. I forgot. So I would not sneeze.God is all powerful. The non-believer would say, God is all powerful, isn't he? He can save all people by performing acts of miracles without any necessity of human suffering.
然后这些人就会挑战说，既然神是有大爱的，有大能力的，他大可以透一个神迹来拯救人，为什么还要经过这种上十字架的酷刑呢？
Isn't it foolish?That God became a man and suffered the brutal death on the cross. How would you answer this question?
所以说人神这种做法是不是有点愚蠢啊？干嘛要经过这样酷刑的？那你会怎样回答呢？
If God is righteous and just, a full price must be paid for human transgressions.
如果神是公义的，那必须要付上这个完整的代价。才能拯救人的。
In Hebrews 9:22, without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
然后希伯来书九章二十说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
Since there is no one righteous, Not even one.
因为世人都犯了罪，没有任何的一，没有一个，没有一人，连一个都没有。
In God's wisdom, He has a perfect plan for the salvation of mankind.
所以在神的大智慧中，他有一个完美无缺的一个计划来拯救人类。
In the Old Testament, animal sacrifice must be offered as an atonement for sin.
然后在旧约的时代，圣经里面看到所有的罪都是要献上生祭，才能够赎罪的。
But it must be done repeatedly because the Israelites commit sins continuously.
因为以色列是犯罪不断，所以这个献祭的动作也必须要不断的重复。
Even the high priest must go into the holies of holies to make a yearly sacrifice on the day of atonement to atone his own sins and those of the people.
甚至大祭司在这个赎罪日这天要进到圣至圣所中，为他自己、为整个的老百姓来赎罪。
In God's perfect redemption, God loves mankind so much, He Himself became a man in Jesus.
所以在神这个完美的计划中，他自己道成的肉身，成为耶稣来为我们拯救，为了拯救我们。
He lived a perfect life without sins and became the sin offering for us. Jesus was the high priest and offered himself as the ultimate sacrifice for us.
大祭，然后来拯救我们。
In Hebrews 6:20, it says, where Jesus has entered as a forerunner.For us, having become a high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以在希伯来书六章二十节是讲说，神自己成为人，过着没有罪孽的完美生活，并成为我们赎罪的祭品。
For the redemption of sinners, Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice once for all.
所以为了我们罪人，耶稣一次性的把自己献上去。拯救我们。
In Hebrews 10, 12, 11 and 12, it says, And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. But when this one, that is Christ, has offered all for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God.
希伯来书十章十一到十二节，oh, there's no Bible verse there. Okay,
no, I didn't say it's on the paper.
All right, okay. You know, I printed twice. I still forget to bring my senior moment so bad.
Okay.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so 耶稣就是一次性的，他以大祭司的身份，同时也是祭物本身，把自己献上。一次的献上，所以不必重复的一直献祭，像旧约圣经一样，因为他是完美无缺的，所以他可以一次献祭，一劳永逸就解决了人罪的问题。
So the true Christmas gift was originated by God Himself.
所以这个真正圣诞节的来源就是他神自己来开始的，从自己。
Who was the Word by becoming flesh, the incarnation of Jesus, who was the ultimate?High priest offered himself without blemish as a perfect sacrifice once for all.
耶稣基督自己本身就是神自己道成的肉身来到了世间，然后把自己当成一个赎罪祭，一次的献上，一次性的解决了人罪的问题。
The true Christmas gift is more than a baby Jesus and more than other Christmas traditions.
所以真正的圣诞节并不只是一个圣婴或者什么一些过节的一些俗礼俗这些东西。
Not too long ago, I watched a preacher preach the same sermon.
不久以前我听一个牧师在讲同样的这个信息。
He concluded in Chinese that because what God did, we are words become flesh and we are grace and truth in applying theprinciples taught in this passage.
他在最后就是说在做结论的时候，因此我们就可以，我们也是，我们也道成肉身的我们， 充丰满满有真理与恩典的我们，也可以来在实际的生活中的实践这些道理。
I'm not sure what exactly he meant.
所以我不太真的知道他到底是意味着什么，要表达的是什么。
I hope it is not the preacher's theological errors.
希望不是因为他有一些错误的神学的意识在引导他。
It is probably as a result of his misunderstanding of the Chinese Union Version translation, the Word became flesh.
有可能是因为他对和合本的这个翻译，这个道成肉身的翻译有所误解，以至于引发说做了这样的一个结论。
We must not misunderstand the Bible.
我们不能够随便的来错误的解析圣经。
We cannot allow our own preconceived idea and theology to dictate the meaning.And the understanding of the Bible.
不能让我们自己固有的一些神学的概念来决定圣经真正的意义。
God's plan of salvation is perfect. Beside God's perfect redemption through Jesus Christ, we are there. There are benefits that receive through the true Christmas gift.
所以神的救赎的方法是 perfect， 是完全的。然后我们也因此能够得到许多所谓的礼物跟福利。
Many Christians have no hesitation talking about the benefits like receiving eternal life, believer will receive peaceful hearts, purpose in life, sense of security, spiritual wealth, and living a life of contentment.
所以我们很多基督徒是毫无困难的会讲说，哦，我们得救了以后，就第一个是有永生啦，然后接着是有平安的心啦，然后接着是生活有保障啦，然后说属灵上有丰富上的福利生命，甚至我们能够过一个很安贫乐道的生活，对生活都非常满意啊等等。
These are all good things.
这些都是好处，都是福利。
Let's look at John 1:14.
再看一下约翰福音一章十四节。
See what God has planned for His redeemed people.
看那神对他所拯救的人有什么样的计划。
In verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光。正是父独生子的荣光。
The latter part of the verse, Christ is full of grace and truth.
我们看到下面的一段讲到说，身充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。
Let's look at verses 16 and 17.
我们特别注意一下这个十六跟十七。
For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace.For the law was given to Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
十六节，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本身是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
What is the meaning of grace upon grace?
那这个恩上加恩是什么意思呢？
Grace is being given what we do not deserve.
恩典是我们接受了一些我们原来不配得的东西。
In verse 16, grace upon grace can be translated to grace in place of grace.
所以十六节的恩上加恩可以解释说恩典加在恩典上面。
This means overflowing gifts are constantly being provided to the grace.With the grace of God through Jesus Christ.
也就是说，透过了耶稣基督，神的恩典是持续不断的，一直是在倾向于我们。
This begins with the true Christmas gift, the incarnation of Jesus Christ, by which we can receive salvation by faith.
这完全是因为这个圣诞节的它的起源于神他自己道成的肉身，然后我们因此罪得赦免，靠着信心。罪得赦免， 我们才能有这样的福分。
And then through our journey on earth, God's grace upon grace will pour out to His children through Jesus.
然后在我们人生的旅途中间，也是因为透过了耶稣基督，我们才能够一直不断的截取神随时随地给我们的恩典。
Beside grace, we have just mentioned, through the salvation of Jesus Christ, believers will also know the truth.
所以靠着耶稣基督的救恩，我们能够恩上加恩，同时我们也能够晓得真理。
By knowing the truth through Jesus Christ, believers are set free.
所以透过耶稣基督，我们能够晓得真理，以至于我们信徒们得到了真的自由。
In John 8:31 through 32, Jesus says, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciple, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
所以在约翰福音八章三十一节到三十二，就说，当你住在我里面的时候，你就能够知道真理，真理必使你得到真自由。
Knowing the truth is a cognitive assurance that something you know is true.
这个认识真理、晓得真理，是透过一种客观的、理性的来得知的，不是一种。
It is not based on feelings or on emotions.
也不是因为你主观的感觉或者你一种情绪上所带来的东西。
Here's a simple definition.
很简单的一个定义。
Knowing the truth is an objective knowing, not a subjective feelings.
所以晓得真理是一种客观上的认知，而不是一种主观上的感觉感受。
It's a knowing something that is something true and factual.
所以当你认识真理，比方说你认识知道它了，而它是一个事实。
And it's corresponding to reality.
然后是跟事实是连接的。
Jesus says.A true disciple of his will know the truth.
也是说他的真的门徒会知晓真理。
Why do the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Muslims, and the Eastern Lightning followers are so zealous about their religion?
所以我们看到一些摩门教徒、耶和华见证人、穆斯林徒，或者是东方闪电这些的门徒，对他们的信仰这么的火热。大发热心呢？
Is this because of the holy books are written truth?
是因为他们所谓的圣书里面讲的都是真的道，都是真理吗？
It is all about their feelings and emotions.
还是因为他们是被一种感受跟情绪所引发的，所操纵的？
Sadly, many modern Christians are also as well falling into the traps of good feelings.
有些很感伤的说，就是有现在有许多的基督徒也陷入了这样一个陷阱里面，他们靠的是感觉而不是真理。
It's based on emotion rather than knowing the truth intellectually.
而是靠一些你感受，然后而不是你在真理上的认知。
The true Christmas gift is God became flesh, full of grace.And full of truth.
所以圣诞节真正的礼物就是神道成的肉身，然后住在我们中间，然后是丰丰富富的，有恩典，有真理。
There's a Bible translation version called the Recovery Version.
有一个圣经的翻译本叫做圣经恢复本。
This Bible translation is designated version by the local church founded by Witness Lee.
这是那个李长寿牧师，李长寿呢，他所带领所谓地方教会，然后他们是跟那个什么尼托森吧 ，Watchman Nee， 尼托森是有关联的。
In verse 14, chapter 1, it translates, "And the Word became flesh, full of grace and reality."
所以他们把约翰福音一章十四节翻译成。化成了肉体，丰丰满满的有恩典，有实际。
The original Greek for this phrase, "full of grace and truth," is not. full of grace and reality.
所以希那个希腊文原因是丰丰满满的有恩典有真理，而不是丰丰满满的有恩典有实际。
The word reality has often been translated to Chinese as practicality and pragmatism.
所以在中文的语言中，实际往往意味着是一个务实主义者，一个务实的。
Eastern Lightning is also known as the Church of Almighty God, allegedly came from the house church in China associated with Witness Lee.
所以这个东方闪电现在有个新的 名字叫做全能神教会，在美国 很盛行的。然后他们主要是最他们的来源是跟地方教会，那地方教会 又是跟尼托生是有关联的。
They have theAssociation Witness Lee. Now Eastern Lightning teaches worship Almighty God as the practical God.
所以他们现在东方闪电就是全能神教会，他们现在敬拜的这个神就是一个实际神。
You look at those pictures, practical God.
Yeah, 你就看到他们说，哎，赞美实际神，实际神，实际神。网站上有很多他们的东西，大家要小心一点。
Jesus says in John 14:6, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
所以耶稣在约翰福音一章十四章第六节讲说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
This verse identifies three things in coming to know to the Father through Jesus Christ.
所以这件经文里面说明了三样事情，当你认识耶稣有三样事情。
It says the first one is Jesus is the way, the only way.
所以他讲的就是说耶稣是唯一的，是道路，而且是唯一的道路。
The second, Jesus is the truth coming through the Father requires cognitive knowing the truth.
所以要透过耶稣基督到父神那里，第二个条，第一个讲明说耶必须要在真理上知道真理。
Third, Jesus is the life, and that He is the only giver of eternal life. That is, Jesus is the eternal Father.
第三个样就是耶稣就是这个世上的光，也就是永恒的父。
In Isaiah 9:6, it says, "For a child has been born to us, a son has given to us, and the princely power is."On his shoulder, and he did call his name Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace.
所以在以赛亚书九章第六节说，因为又有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一个儿子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名必称为奇妙的策士，全能的神，永恒的父，和平的君。
This translation in English is Young's literal translation.
Sorry.
The Chinese translation, 中文的翻译是新译本。
Okay, 新译本的翻译。
If you have time to do the word study, you will find out the Father of Eternity does not mean eternal Father.
如果您有时间去查考一些这个希伯来文字的原意的话，这里所谓永恒的父，并不表示说这是父是永恒的。
Because Jesus is not the Father, Jesus is the Son.
因为耶稣基督不是这个永恒的父，他是这个神三位一体中的圣子的。
Jesus is the Son.
基督是圣子。
Jesus.Is the Father of Eternity, which means that the Son of God is eternal. He is the head of eternity. He holds the key to eternity.
这里讲的就是永恒的父，表示耶稣因为他是圣子，这神的位格，所以他是永恒的，然后他能够掌握到这个永恒的这个钥匙。
In Chinese, some people may have a misconception that Isaiah 9:6.Tells us that Jesus is God the Father. This is wrong. interpretation.
如果您是看那个中译本的话，很可能会误会说，哦，耶稣基督就是那个天父，永恒的天父。这里讲的是讲他的永恒的这个神。
Jesus is not eternal Father. Jesus is Father of eternity.
耶稣并不是这个永恒的天父，但是耶稣是。是这个掌握永恒的，
掌握永恒的，
掌握永恒的。
他是头，
他是这个永恒的头，
他是钥匙，
他是这个钥匙。哎 ，We make a good pair here.
Let's go to John 1:4.
好，我们再看到约翰福音一章十四节。
In him was life, and the life was light of all.Mankind, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
一章四节，生命在它里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
The Word, who is Christ, the giver of eternal life.
那这个光就是耶稣基督，就是神，就是给这个光的光源。
This verse was.Also refers to Jesus as the light, as parallel to the light of the world in John 8:12.
这里讲的耶稣是世上的光，就跟在第八章十二节讲的那个是。
Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
这里说我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。必要得着生命的光。
Let's go back to Genesis. When the Word was created, God, the Word, breathed into Adam the breath of life.
我们再回到创世纪里讲的说，神创造宇宙万物的时候，神把气吹到亚当里面。
And he became a living soul with rational light and knowledge.
然后亚当就变成一个有灵的人，是可以有思考能力，是可以有自由意志的人。
Man was created with free will to choose what fruit and from which tree to eat.
所以人被一创造开始就有自由的意志，他可以选择吃什么样的果子，然后从哪一个树上吃这个果子。
However, after the fall of mankind, people who choose to be in darkness, without excuse.
但是在人堕落以后，人就选择要留在黑暗中，而且是毫无道理的，毫无理由了，就是我就是要留在黑暗中。
In Romans 1:20, it says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities or attributes, His eternal power and divine nature, has been clearly seen."Being understood from what was has been made, so that people are without excuse.
我们很熟的罗马书一章二十六节，就其实自创世以来，神那些不可见的特性，就是他永恒的大能和神性，一直都是看不太清楚了哈。从他所造的万物里面就可以知道，叫人无可推诿。
This is the new translation from the new Bible.
新译本。
World Bible translation.
环球圣经译本。
I chose this translation because it tells you the truth from the Greek. So God's attribute from the things that are made can be clearly seen.
这因为这我选择这个译本是因为它比较就是对这个照原文来看是比较正确的，就是说神的神性、神的特性，就是可以从
You can see God's attribute through the things that are being made.
从他所造的万物中，你就可以看到神的大能跟神的神性、神的特性。
So when you look at the sky and the world intellectually, you can see God's creation.
所以当你仰天长望的时候，你可以很有理性的得到一个结论，就说：“哦，这个世界是神所创造的。”
So only intellectually dishonest people say there's no God.
只有说是对自己的理智不诚实的人，才会 说哎没有神。
That's why this verse says they are without excuse.
所以这也就正经说是无可推免的，没有理由的，没有道理的，没借口的。
The true Christmas is if God became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and full of truth.
所以真正的，而且是丰，就是神到了肉身，来到我们中间，与我们同在，而且是丰满的，有恩典，有真理。
As we are looking forward to this coming Christmas, we shall celebrate the birth of Christ.
所以当我们在过圣诞节的这个节期的时候，我们应该是看向我们的指标，应该是基督耶稣。
It is more than the baby Jesus wrapped in clothes and lying in the manger.
不只是一个婴儿被包裹在包裹起来摆在这个
马槽
里面。
The Christmas season is more than one reason for the season.
所以圣诞节并不是表示说耶稣就是圣诞节的理由。
God demonstrated his love for mankind and became flesh, full of grace and truth, and in him was life.
因为他大有，他爱我们，所以他道成肉身，来到世间，充满的有真理，有恩典，而且他就是这个光。
By only through the light of the world, Christ, can we obtain the gift of eternal life by repentance of our sins and receive Christ as Lord and Savior, full of grace and truth.
只有透过这个世界的光，当我们接受了耶稣这个礼物以后，透过我们的悔改，耶稣的救赎，我们才能够得到永生的生命。
In summary, we look at three things.
我们来结束的时候，我们来看三样事情。
The true Christmas gift came from God, was originated by God.
然后真正的圣诞礼物是由神的那边源头而来的。
The true Christmas gift was the Word became flesh in Jesus, who offered himself as a perfect sacrifice once for all.
而且他的方法是耶稣基督道成肉身，把自己献上，一次献上，当作赎罪祭，为我们完成了赎罪的。
The true Christmas gift is Jesus, the only begotten Son of the Father, the giver of eternal life, full of grace and truth.
然后真正的圣诞节礼物就是耶稣基督永生的赐予者，充满有恩典，有真理。
If this understanding of the true Christmas gift,Will this coming Christmas give you more meaning to celebrate the birth of Christ?
当你了解这三样以后，当你在庆祝圣诞节的时候，是不是觉得更加的有意义呢？
More than 2,000 years ago, God incarnated as Jesus to pay the full price for our sins.
在2000多年以前，耶稣基督降生，为我们的罪一次性的献上。
If you have never made a decision before,By the work of the Holy Spirit, will you receive the gift of salvation in Jesus Christ today?
如果您以前没有这样做过的话，今天如果圣灵感动您，您愿意今天做这样一个决志吗？
Accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior is the only way, and He gave those who believe in Him the right to become children of God.
接受耶稣基督是您唯一的真理道路，然后透过他，您能够成为神的儿女。
During this Christmas season, do you want to receive the true Christmas gift?
今天这个圣诞节的节期的时候，您愿意接受这个真正的圣诞礼物吗？
To become true follower of Jesus Christ, will you humble yourself and pick up your cross and follow Him?
您愿意放下您的身段？谦卑的拿起您的十字架，成为耶稣的门徒吗？追随他。
Let's pray.
祷告。
In the next 15 seconds, if you have any urge that you want to pray to God, that you want to receive God, receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, please do so.
在以下几秒钟之内，十几秒之内，如果您愿意接受耶稣基督做您的唯一的救主，请您就是务必顺从您圣灵的感动，如此行。
If you have already accepted Christ, would you ask the Lord to know Him more intellectually?
如果您已经是信徒的话，您求主能够让你能够在知识上认识神的这个真理上能够更加的有进步呢？
Jesus Christ, knowing Jesus Christ, we know we will receive the grace and truth.
认识耶稣，您就能够真正的了解真理，您就能够得到真理与自由。
I give you 15 seconds to pray.
我给您十五秒的时间去如此行。
Heavenly Father, we praise you for the love that you have given us.
我们感谢你为您所给我们的一切。
And died on the cross as a substitute payment for our sins.
您将您的独生爱子赐给我们，让他能够降世，道成认识肉身，降世为人，为了我们的罪献上一致性的罪祭。
Jesus rose from the dead on the third day and claimed victory over Satan, so that whoever believes in his name.Shall not perish, but have eternal life.
然后到三天后又复活，让我们这些信徒能够信，因为信靠他的名而以至于也能够得到有这个胜利，也能够得到永生。
During Christmas season, we praise you and give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. We pray, Amen.
然后在这个。